So this piece is also from Blood and Bahareque. It's called How to Crack a Crap. It's number 30. You can't approach a crab leg the same way you approach a chicken wing, I mock my husband. He has a helpless collection of crab legs piled on his plate. He grips one in frustration, and I intervene before he can begin the carnage. My love, watch me. Using Mother Mary's fingers, I find the vulnerable joints of the leg, apply a tender amount of pressure. The meat is soft. It will splinter to survive if I press too hard. Cling to the shell in self-defense. He watches as I reenact Barbara's method, the position of her thumbs, the way she uses opposing forces to her benefit, then pulls. The meat reveals itself, full and intact. I place it in my husband's mouth, and he is grateful. But is he watching? Does he know he is witnessing generations working through me? Does he know this is my natural approach to life, this delicate orchestration of hard and soft push and pull? Does he notice I am always angling for the vulnerable joint, searching for the right amount of pressure to ensure the maximum amount of substance with the least amount of injury? This country doesn't see me for who I am, a child of the coast. America is obsessed with shoes and other forms of containment, approaches people like chicken wings intended for its consumption, unwilling to find the vulnerable, uninterested in regulating the amount of pressure it applies, unkind to the precious meat within each of us. I wasn't born to splinter. My shell is an adaptation. Hardened to protect the home within the coast, keeps my soft parts soft. The salty air heals wounds I've landlocked within, refuses to allow me to step into the same waters twice. I need the waters to survive. I need reminders of my fluidity. I need all she contains, the salt, the fish, the movement from Anarundal to Barbados, from Pedro Miguel to Los Angeles. Yemaya has kept and claimed both lineages. Olokun stands guard with Oya. There's a covenant in our blood to never stray too far from them, to be patient with our most vulnerable joints, to master our appetites. In return, they promise to protect who we are from what colonizers try to convert us into being. Even if this means swallowing a continent whole, they promise to protect our vulnerabilities, to apply loving pressure when our shells have thickened against our own freedom, to crack us from the cages we've created. This is what we were taught about love. Love must be evident in our way of life. Love is the delicate orchestration of hard and soft, push and pull. Love is always angling for the vulnerable joint, searching for the right amount of pressure to ensure the maximum amount of substance with the least amount of injury. Mother Mary claimed land along the Chesapeake Bay. Luis and Etna created life on a foreign isthmus. Monica planted trees along the Pacific. And I am here to carry their water. I am here to teach others how to crack a crab.